The following program is brought to you by the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, and I'm Pastor Schulze.
Christian, beware of the devil. That's what I'll be talking to you about today. I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. This broadcast comes to you every week over this station at this time. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray now that you open our eyes to thy truth that is to be presented in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our text today comes from the 14th chapter of the book of Exodus, and I shall not read this text to you because it will take just too long. But in Exodus 14, we have the great miraculous story of the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea on dry ground. The Egyptians were chasing them, and there was this Red Sea in front of them. And God sent a wind, and the Red Sea was divided in two, and the waters were standing up on both sides, and the ground was dried up, and Israel walked through this Red Sea on dry ground. And then the Egyptians tried to do the same thing, but God let the waters come down, and the Egyptian army was drowned. Now, if there ever is a Bible story that Hollywood likes to do, this is one. And they have. They've done this. This was a great challenge for Hollywood, for how do you make the water stand up and how do you portray an angel of the Lord that was standing between the Hebrews and the Egyptians, and how do you portray a pillar of fire and so on. And so the movie makers have done the best that they could with earthly means. Then before that we had the artists who tried to portray this picture of Israel marching through the Red Sea on dry ground. And I shall confess to you that I am not able to compete with artists and with Hollywood in the portrayal of the dramatic of this great story. But I'll tell you things that Hollywood and artists do not tell you, things you ought to know. And that is, my friend, as soon as you're born of God, the devil will come after you to try to get you back. And you don't learn that by sitting in a theater watching the Hollywood version of the miracle of the Red Sea. Once you give your heart to Jesus, once you're born of God, the devil will come after you to get you back. And my friend, if the devil cannot get you back, if trick number one does not work, he will try trick number two. And that's his most popular trick. If he cannot get you back, he will then try to turn you into a lukewarm Christian the rest of your life. You'll be a Christian without a testimony, a Christian without a prayer life, a Christian without sacrificing for the cause of Christ, a Christian who has no ambition or no interest to be perfected, to be filled with all the glory of God. You see, Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, says after several prayers he makes, his last prayer being that the Christians at Ephesus would be filled with all the fullness of God. If you're really where you ought to be, my dear friend, as a born-again believer, it should be the greatest challenge for you every day to let Jesus live out the same life in your body that he lived out in his own body 2,000 years ago. If that's not your ambition, my friend, you're most likely a backslider, and the devil has you where he wants you to be. You will be a Christian without consequence. Again, we learn here that once we're born of God, the devil comes after us to try to get us back, and if he can't get us back, he tries to make us lukewarm Christians. And do you know what the book of Revelation says about lukewarm Christians? It says they'll be spat out of the mouth of Jesus. Then we also learn here in the book of Exodus that the devil is a liar. Pharaoh here portrays the devil. Going back to the 12th chapter of this book, Pharaoh decided to let Israel go, to let Israel leave the land of Egypt. The 12th chapter of Exodus has the last of the 10 plagues in it, and the last of these 10 plagues was the angel of death, who passed through the camp of the Egyptians and killed every firstborn. And that means, of course, that Pharaoh's oldest son, the natural heir to the throne, also died that night. And now Pharaoh decided, all right, I'm going to let God's people go. And our text for this is in verse 30 and 31 of Exodus 12. Here it is. Pharaoh and all his servants and all the Egyptians got up during the night, and there was a loud wailing in Egypt, and there was not a house without someone dead. During the night, Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, up, leave my people, you and the Israelites. Go worship the Lord as you have requested. Take your flocks and herds as ye have said, and go and also bless me. So here Pharaoh gives a green light to the children of Israel to leave. He agrees with them to take their flocks and their herds, and here he even asks them to bless him. Oh, what a change of heart. But it was not long after that he came to, and he became angry, and he changed his mind, and he had his army pursue the children of Israel to destroy them. And that led to God's miraculous deliverance at the Red Sea. Here again, Pharaoh is a type of the devil, as Moses is a type of Christ. The devil was a destroyer and is a destroyer of all that God is in. And Moses was a great deliverer in the hands of the Lord. Now, something we all need to remember is that when the devil comes after us, after our conversion, is that the God who saved us is also the God who's able to keep us. Praise the Lord. We cannot save ourselves, neither can we keep ourselves. In either case, we need the power of God. One reason why I'm here today speaking to you on the radio is because when I was saved in England as a 16-year-old lad in 1952, as I was ready to cross the British Channel to go back to my native country, Germany, at that time, I met the devil head-on for the first time ever in my life. The day before my crossing, the British Channel was so rough that no ferries were allowed to cross it. And then that day of my crossing, I got on the ship. The waters were still very rough and the wind was still very strong. And as I stood on deck of the ship, see, I was not allowed to go down into the passenger compartment because I was a third-class traveler. So the Black Sea was coming up at me as the ship was listing from one side to the other, and the water was spraying over the deck. And I met the devil head on, and he said to me, Reimer, how do you like being a Christian? And I said to him instantly, it just came out of my heart, oh, you old devil, if I would go to hell, I would talk about Jesus until you would spit me out of that place. And there I signed my marriage contract with God. There I decided, I will not let the devil get me back to the old life, and I will trust the Lord to carry me through. Well, I realized later on the spiritual perspective of things, what really happened here also is that most probably the same angel that stood between the Egyptians and the children of Israel got to stand between me and the devil at the crossing of the British Channel. You see, when the children of Israel were getting ready to cross the Red Sea, God put the angel of the Lord between them and the Egyptians. Oh, my friend, God has a lot of weapons in his arsenal to protect and to keep his dear children. Don't you ever believe so many backsliders who say, I just could not help it, I was too weak, and so I just backslid. Loved one, the moment you are born of God, God will send an angel to stand between you and the enemy. And as long as you keep your eyes on Jesus, that angel will be there helping you so that you can make it. If you say to me, Pastor Schulze, do you have any scripture that God's really able to help me in that marvelous way? I say, yes, I do. The scripture is from Jude, verse 24. In your Bible, here Jude says, now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord, now and forever. Amen. It just about takes my breath. Oh, glory to God. God is able, dear ones, to keep us from falling. We do not have to backslide. We do not have to fail. It says God, our God, is able to keep us from falling. Furthermore, we do not have to fear the devil when he comes after us if we are rooted and grounded in God. If we stay deep in the springs of God's precious word, if we abide in his will, if we keep rejoicing evermore, if we keep our eyes upon the Lord Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, we have no reason to fear the onslaughts of the evil one. And this was the case here with Moses. When he saw the Egyptian army coming from behind, kicking up the desert dust, when he saw the Red Sea, this body of water in front of him, Moses had no fear. But he said to the children of Israel, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. This army of the Egyptians that you see today, you will see them no more." You see, if we're deeply grounded in the Word, and if we keep our eyes on Jesus, and if we keep rejoicing in the Lord and abiding in His precious will, my friend, we have a faith that is unshakable even in the darkest of hours. We know our Lord, who got us out, is able to carry us through, and He's able to bring us in to the promised land. And He somewhere, somehow, has a miracle waiting for us. But the children of Israel, well, they were not grounded in the word of the Lord. They were not rejoicing in His goodness and mercy. They were not abiding in His will. Their spiritual root system was weak, and so they put their eyes on the enemy. They focused in on the problem and not the solution. And so they began to accuse Moses. It says, they were terrified and cried unto the Lord. They said to Moses, "What was it, because there were no graves in Egypt, that you brought us to this desert to die? What have you done to us for bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." That, my friend, was the response of the children of Israel when they saw Pharaoh's army behind them and the Red Sea in front of them. They accused Moses and God, and they had no faith, no faith whatsoever for a miracle. They wished they would have stayed in Egypt making bricks as slaves. Dear one, many of you are backsliders, and you know it. Your faith is not much better than that of the children of Israel. If you focus on the problems, on the negatives, and what the devil can do and what he's done, your eyes are not on the Lord Jesus, your back is turned to the will of God, and you do all kinds of things in your life, and you know they ought not to be. I plead with you today to do a 180-degree turn and to put your eyes back on the Lord Jesus and to have faith in Him and begin to obey Him and to begin to trust Him and begin to believe that the one who got you out years ago is able to carry you through your trials, your temptations and difficulties, to present you, even from this point, faultless before the presence of the Lord with great joy. So our lesson is, once you're born of God, the devil will come after you to get you. And if he can't get you, he'll try to make you lukewarm. But God, who's able to save us, is also able to keep us. I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. Goodbye now until next week.
In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.